Hello and welcome to the Naked Keto Wife, happily married, sexy as ever, and living a keto lifestyle. My name is Tammy, I am your host, and today you are listening to Naked Blenders. What in the world, Tammy? That is probably what you're thinking. More than half of the titles of these episodes are pretty intriguing, because you're like, what is she going to talk about? Naked Blenders. So I wanted to talk about a new thing that I started with keto. It's fantastic. It is a gift that I got for Christmas, and it's a portable handheld blender. Guys, it is so cool. So it's, you've probably seen them on like some of the ads on Instagram or Facebook, but they're literally, they look like to-go cups, like large cups, if you will. The bottom is the blender and battery. It looks like a blender, but it's just handheld size. It's about, I want to say, let's see, six. It's about 16 ounces, 24. No, I think mine's 24 ounces. And it is so fun. So you can throw your ingredients into it, and then when you're ready to drink it, or if you want to right away, you can just click the little button just like you would on a blender. I know, pretty simple, but you can take it with you. It's so cool. It works great. I wanted to just share kind of what I had done with it this morning. So I was running out the door to go be nurse me. And I just wasn't, today, I just wasn't in the mood for bulletproof coffee, which, by the way, is shocking because it's my favorite coffee ever. I did have coffee with some creamer, but I didn't have my bulletproof coffee, which, if you go back and listen to some of my bulletproof coffee episodes, you will know that it's got butter, MCT oil, like the whole nine yards. I actually put protein powder in mine. My bulletproof coffee is no joke. It's amazing. But I just wasn't in the mood for that this morning. And so I think I just felt like something more substantial, but I also didn't feel like making a full breakfast. So I grabbed my cute little blender and I used almond milk. And I used I'll try to remember for you recipe wise. I'll try to remember the amounts of things that I did. So the measurements. I did 4 ounces of unsweetened almond milk, which is great. Super low on carbs, no sugar, some fat, protein content. So I did four ounces of almond milk. I did 1/4 cup of frozen berries. On keto, you can have some berries. You need to be super careful about that though. If you are not like doing great with being tempted by sugary things, then you might want to hold off until your body gets used to not having any sugar. But I added 1/4 cup of frozen berries, 1/4 cup of spinach. I did 4-ounce container of keto yogurt. So this yogurt that I found, it's called Ratio, I think, R-A-T-I-O, like Ratio, keto yogurt. I got it at Winco. It is so creamy and so good. I love this yogurt. I added that to, I actually didn't do 4 ounces. I lied. I did 2 because I opened up the container, which is I think it's a four ounce. I'm pretty sure. Maybe it's 6 ounce, but I'm pretty sure it's 4, and I did 1/2 of the container into my little blender so that I could get some creaminess going on for my and it adds the flavor. Like, it's really good. And then I added a little salt, a little GABA. By GABA, I mean I use protein GABA. It's like a vitamin. GABA, it's helpful for muscle relaxation, brain relaxation, and mental focus, and helps with sleep, anxiety. It's amazing. I love GABA. So I added a scoop of GABA. I added a scoop of two scoops of my amino acids. I have this brand that I like. If you look up AminoLean, yeah, I'm pretty sure it's AminoLean, and it's an amino acid like protein powder that you can put in drinks. It's got caffeine in it and it's low carb, no sugar. I should have checked that. In fact, I've used this amino acid, I call it an amino acid complex, but it's an amino acid powder. I don't think it has sugar in it, but I'll double check that. I know it's low on carb, and it's got just some really great components to it. So you could just add like a vitamin powder, if you will. And then I added two scoops of my Melaleuca protein meal powder. That is no sugar. I know for a fact that one has no sugar because I compared it to one I saw at Costco, and it's the organ protein like meal powder that Costco sells, and unfortunately it's loaded with sugar. So I compared it to this Melaleuca one, and this Melaleuca one works great. It's really like very minimal carb. It's like 1 or 2 grams, and then it is high protein. It's a protein powder. So I added two scoops of that. That was a serving, and then ice. And let me think if there was anything else. That was it. Yeah. So I blended that bad boy up and had an amazing meal for breakfast using that blender. So pretty naked clean. I mean, it's full of vitamins and minerals and electrolytes and protein, fat. Oh, MCT oil. I added MCT oil to it. I did do an episode on MCT oil, but just as a reminder, it comes from coconuts. It's an incredible, triple chain. Like, it's an amazing thing for your body. There's been all kinds of studies about MCT oil, so check that out. But I added MCT oil, which is great because it's like 14 grams of fat, so it's a really great high fat content. So I added that to it, and anytime I add MCT oil to anything, my coffee, my shakes, whatever, it adds that extra fat content. So anyways, that was my breakfast today, but this little blender that I got, it just works like a champ. Totally loving it. I bought one for my 16-year-old as well because he is a volleyball player. He loves smoothies. And I found this blender 2-pack transparency. My husband found a 2-pack. And so we got the two blenders and gave one to my son, and then I have one and he loves his. I love mine. If you're interested in the brand or anything like that, you can email me, thenakedketowife, or @gmail.com, or firesidenurse, LLC, @gmail.com if you have any questions. But I, you know, when it comes to the blender, the reason I love it so much, and to be fair, the name, I'm going to actually give a plug for the name. So if you haven't been listening for very long, maybe you are plugging in for the first time. So the name of my podcast, The Naked Keto Wife, yes, it's got dual meaning. And yes, I did actually mean it, because on keto, I feel great naked. I'm just gonna be real. Like, I feel very, very good. I feel sexy. I feel confident. I feel amazing naked. I'm just gonna say it. And that is honestly one of the reasons why I named the podcast the way I did. My husband and I were kind of teasing, because I had lost the weight that I had lost with keto, and my husband had made a comment about his naked wife, and I was like, that's it. It's called The Naked Keto Wife. So that's part of it. However, when I was kind of chewing on the name several years ago, I also really liked the idea of the word naked, because when you look up the word naked, it's just, the description is very good for the fact that it's very clean, right? It's very pure. And that's what we're doing here. So when we're doing keto, we are also trying to eat very clean, very pure as much as we can. And so, I mean, we have to take so much out. We have to strip it down. Like, we have to strip down all the content of what we're eating to make sure that it's very keto approved. And so I love the word naked. A friend of mine, and she might be listening to this, a friend of mine had, I told her about the podcast and the other day, and she laughed and said, it does not surprise me that you named your podcast with the word naked, like you used the word naked. It does not surprise me. Like, yeah, that's pretty accurate. Plus, I'm a nurse. I don't shy away from, you know, topics that sometimes can be or have been taboo. And I do talk about sex. I mean, if you listen to this podcast or any of my other content, from, you know, Fireside Medical to our book that we wrote, we talk about sex. We talk about some of those things that need to be talked about. And, you know, I'm not afraid to talk about the things, all the things. So I'm just not embarrassed or shy about it. Also, let me also put in this plug. I am not, and I've said this in podcasts before, I am not a 5'10", 5'6", 5'8", thin, perfectly fit version of woman. I'm not. I've had 3 children. I've got the stretch marks. I've got the tummy. I've got the thigh problems. Like, I've got those issues. So, you know, if you're wondering about that, I just want to make that clear, that you don't have to be this image of perfection that society has told women we need to be to feel sexy naked. You don't. To have confidence naked, you do not need to be an image of perfection, but you need to feel good. You need to feel good about yourself. You need to feel the confidence of what you are doing for your body that is healthy. And whether you're doing keto or you're doing just exercise and like calorie counting, or for crying out loud, you're just eating healthy, or maybe right now your journey is about, you know, taking care of a certain condition that you have that has nothing to do with keto. I don't know. The point is that if you're taking care of your body, then you're going to feel more confident. Not to mention, when you have success in an area, you feel more confident. So bring that into the bedroom. Bring that into the, you know, private space of yours where you can look in the mirror naked and see beautiful. Like, see the beauty that is in front of you. Because if you're listening to this podcast and you're not feeling that yet, you have the potential to get there. I can help you with that, by the way. So if you are interested in nurse coaching and having somebody come beside you to coach you into a position where you have that confidence, then get signed up for nurse coaching. I'm signing clients quite regularly, started my own company to do so. And so if you're interested in nurse coaching, email me at firesidenurseLLC@gmail.com, or you also could text me 801-649-6083. And you can just text me and tell me that you're interested in nurse coaching, and then send me your email, and I will get you signed up, and we'll get going and get rolling on nurse coaching for 2024, 2020 score. Let's help you to reach those goals and to feel confident and sexy. Or if you're a guy and sexy is not the word you want, then let's look confident and or feel confident and look just your look and feel your best. Honestly, your wives want you to be confident too. And they want you to know that you don't have to be slim, perfect muscles, six pack abs. I mean, by all means, if you've obtained that, congratulate yourself. I'm not trying to downplay those kinds of successes, but I also want to make very clear that that's not the necessary part of this journey and endeavor. What is your confidence level and your ability to see beauty, see your handsome bodies, and to appreciate them and what they can do for you. So again, if you want some coaching, if you're just interested in finding out more about coaching, don't hesitate, and I will be happy to send you some information. That being said, naked blenders, they're fun. If you don't want the little mobile one, find yourself a good blender. There's so many great ways to make a meal, like a meal replacement. I don't want to say replacement because it's a meal. If you're able to get the ingredients and the components of a meal into a shake and you're on the go, or it's just something that you like, that little blender, I love it. But also, you know, we've used the Bullet before. The Ninja is great. Lots of great blenders out there. And there's lots of recipes out there for keto smoothies, keto shakes. So you can check those out. I love using those. For today's sake, I had that this morning at 9 a.m. and I was not hungry all day. I ended up going, seeing my patients, doing my client, like talking to my clients, doing my marketing. It's now 6:30 and I'm only now starting to feel like, oh yeah, I could eat something. I just had a snack. I'm with some almonds. So it is pretty great when you can get all the components in there to help you have a day where you're not feeling super hungry because you had a packed shake, so, or smoothie. Anyway, all right, that's enough for naked blenders. I will catch you next time on the Naked Keto Wife.